في عندف عن جملة متبايز. We have two ties بسنيات on the previous studio. بستام مشكانت شاتة. The Gemara relates there was a guy that borrowed money from Rav Mori Baruchu, and he gave him a bias for a year. He gave him a bias for a mashkin. And Benkach, the Nochi sold the house, but this Famashkin the house to Rava. And after a year, Rav Mori Baruchu went and brought rent to Rava. So he told him, the previous year I didn't bring you any rent. The stam mashkante shate. A stam mashkim is a year. Lehava motzi nochi lisluki. The nochi could not have been mesalikim bezuzi. That means a fellow the nochi would come with the mei hachoyf to pay him up. He could not pay him up. Rav Mori Baruchu had a right to be there that year. B'choshev kim mecher etzle koloisei shana. So it's like mecher was sold him this year. This year, for this year, he had no koyach whatsoever to sell it. He gave him a salakim bezuzi, if he pays him up, so it's mocher to Rav Mori Baruchu. K'may le'el ba'asre delay mesalki. Basra delay misalki, so it has a din mecha. So it's mocha to the malva. That was the first year. Bahashte nishkel mar agabesev. Now he brought the rent to Rove. The choshev ki ilo hava abayis memushkan loy merov. We consider now that the bias that Rav Mori was living in was now a mashkin from Rove. Shim hoya bo Rove lahachzik bebayis. If Rove would want to live now in the house, hoya moinoi Rav Mori im hoya roitze, ad she yifchaloi moisot. Hilkach avechoshev Rove kaloive, v'osa Rav Mori Lodoboy Bechino. So Taisva says that it seems that it was Mutal and Rove, either Rove or the guy, one of the two, to pay up the Choyv. That means Rav Mori Baruchu had a mashkin on the house for a Choyv. Let us say, for all practical purposes, the chayv was $100,000, and this mashkin, and therefore Rav Mori was living in the house, and Rav Mori had a right to live there till the chayv will be paid up. So if Rove Lemaise, Rove bought a house with a lien on it from Rav Mori, so the etzem, if Rove would want to take over the house, Rava would have to pay Rav Mori $100,000, because the house is memushkin to Rav Mori for this chay. Therefore, v'osa Rav Mori loder boy bechino. So memele, so the reason he wanted to pay him the rent, because if he won't pay him rent, so it's coming out that Rava owes him $100,000 for the chayv, and he's living in Rava's house rent-free. So then it would be ribbis. So therefore, Rav Mori wanted to make sure that he's not going to live rent-free. The chayv is a chayv. And he came to pay Rava rent for the chayv. The Rava heishivayd le'odif migavre da'osimine. And Rava answered him that he doesn't want to take the rent from him. And the reason is because he, apichayshin mishpat, he doesn't owe him rent. Not because there's a vitel, because of the halvor. Because there's a klal that if there's a din toire between a yid and a goy, so whatever is better for the yid, that's how we paskin. So since by the goyim, the halacha was that Kol's man, the loive did not pay up the chayiv. The loive had no right to get rent for the chayiv, for the dire. Kol's man didn't pay up the chayiv, they had no right to take rent from the dire. So memele, that went over to Rove. That means Rove could not purchase more than the schus that the Moicha had. And the Moicha was the goy, and by the goy there's such a din b'dinehem that Kozman, you're not misalik, the malve bezuzi, you cannot take rent from him. So Mamela Rove also cannot take rent from Ramori. So therefore, Rove told Ramori, it's no shail of ribis, not that you're living in my house rent-free. I have no right to take rent from you, Kozman, the chayv is not paid up. Hashta nishkel mar agarbeisa. So this was after the year was over. So now, Ramori wanted to pay Rove rent for the house. Now, this is, we have a Moiradike Sugya over here. We have a Sugya, the guy was memashkin a house to Rav Mori. So, if you're memashkin a house to someone, that person has schus eidire. It's a lot of that. I mean, that's a tight shamashkin. He has schus eidire. We see that the goy who owns the house is bekayach to sell it to somebody else. Is bekayach to sell it to someone else. And let us just say a chakira for 1 minute, and then perhaps we'll understand the flow of Taisvis. There's a chakira which we mentioned. What is the taich schiris? And Taisvis holds a mashkin and schiris are the same. So what is the taich schiris? We can learn schiris two aifanim. One way we can learn schiris, that the bias belongs to the maskir, and I have a right to live by you. That means I have a schus dire in your house. That's a taich asoicha. The soicha is living by the maskir. How can you live in my house? That's a tight shchiras. I acquired the right to live in your house. Or we could understand shchiras in a different oifen. We could understand shchiras. Shchiras is a mechira leyoyme. That means legabi the dira of the house, the living in the house. It's like it's my house to live in. It's your house for all other purposes. But legabi the diras habayis, we consider it like it's my house. It's mine to live in. These are two aifanim, how we can understand the din of schiris. And one nafkemine in this chakire would be, is the masker permitted to sell the house? Is he bekoyach? Not permitted. But can he sell the house? If you learn schiris is, I'm living by you, and I have a right to live by you, so good. So now, but the house is mine, the house is the basket. So whatever I have, I can sell to someone else. Now you're living by Yenna. But al koponim, you're living by Yenna. The mechiris chal. If we learn that schiris is the taich, that it's a mechira leyoyme, so pshad is legabi, the dira sabayis, it's my house, it's my house to live in. So what are you selling the house? The Gabi the Dira Sabai, it's my house to live in. So there's no such concept of selling it. That lechayre is that's a lechayre achikire, and which is very much negaya asugi. Now, hashta nishkel mar agarbeise after the year. So Rav Mori went over to Rove to pay him rent. So mashme zuktaisvis. The Yochel Adam Limker Mashahiska Biyadachairam, that you can sell what you rented. And that's very kosher. Because the gather of Schiris is I'm living by you, but Lamaise it's your house, it's the Maskir's house. So now that the Maskir sold it to someone else, so he can sell it. Now it's someone else's house. So before it was the Goy's house, Taishvis understood that Schiris and Mashkin more or less are the same thing. It's a schus dire eitzel someone else, eitzel the bailim. So we have to know what the lumdus of schiris is. From our Gemara we see that a maskir can sell the house that socha to someone else. V'chei mashme beperik ha'ayim ha'mishkoli. If the maskir was magdish the bayis, so the soicher can't live there anymore. So it's also told in this chakire. If you learn that schiris is a mechire leyoime, it's my house to live in, that's what I bought. So what's in your magdish the house? It's my house to live in. So Lagabi, me, I'm not affected at all by your hegdish. It's my house, Ladire. If you learn Sriris is pshat, that I'm living, I have a right to live by you, fine. Now you're magdish, so I'm living by hegdish. There's a problem. If you can live by hegdish, hegdish is also bando. So from our Gemara, we see the masker could sell a bayis, or chatoisis is medame Sriris to a mashkin. And the same thing you see from the Gemara in Elchem, the Migdish Hamaskir is Abayis and Asaycha Reshoi Lodo Bayois. Vimto Baymoa. So we see that it's Shayach. So Lechayra, we see the first Mahalach, that Schiris is Pshat, I have a Schus Dire to live by you. So Memela, but the Bayis in your side is yours. So you can sell it, you can be Magdish it. Because Domrine beperk afarp, Berg Basra de Nedorim, Bayis Shem Mishkanti Loch. A loive told a malve, the bayis that I was memashkin to you, Lechshev deno mimcho, when I'll be poided from you, tigdish, so to become hegdish, kitcha. So Vaisto is the only way the loive could be magdish a bayis a memushkin. I'm being magdish, it should be chal, after I'm poided. So I say, Kozman, I'm not poided, and you're living there, I can't be magdish. I can only make the hegdish, hegdish should be chal, after the pidyon. So Weistachois, so from the Gemara in Ksubis, it would seem, that together of Schiris and Mashke, which Taisvis hold, are the same, that the gather of Sriris is that it belongs to the Seicha, it belongs to the Malve. It's his house. So the Levi can't be Magdishit. So the whole Hegdish is, I'm Magdished house, that if I'll be pointed, the Hegdish should be Chal. So we have here a problem. Mash mishakoz man shehim mu mishkenes, eine yochel ha'abdish. V'yeshloima de ma'ase yeser alachoyv yochel lahadish belimker. So Tosfos answers as follows: ma'ase yeser alachoyv, that which is more than the shavius of the choyv, yochel lahadish belimker. Avogoyve tchila choyvay. Now let us, Taisvis is saying a whole Megillah here. let us try to understand each prat of what we can understand. Taisva says, Masha yesa alachayv yochel lahagdish vilimka. So l'cheir, that means like this. If the schus dire of the soicha is worth, let's say, $100,000. That's the schus dire that he is. Let's say it's worth $100,000. The house is worth $120,000. So batzim schires in mashka means it's mine to live in. So I possess $100,000. That means the $100,000 of the house is mine to live in. And that you can't be magdish. That's mine. And that is pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis. If a person wants to be magdish, he wants to be magdish the whole house, can only be magdish the whole house, l'chshiv dena. Now the Gemara says that the maskil could be magdish afilo before pidyon. That was the Gemara in Erchin. So Taisa says he's magdish the chaylik that's more than what the soicha or malva possesses. The malva possesses a shavius of $100,000. $100,000 of this house is shaloi ladaboy, but the house is worth $120,000. So the $20,000 of this house that belongs to Hegdish. And L'chayre, the same thing, let's just go Argemore. Argemore is, we're speaking about, that. So if we say that Schiris in Mashkin means it's Shaloi Loderboy, so Kineged L'chayre, you can't sell. But it's speaking about that the house was worth more than the Bailis of the Malve, the Bailis of the Soicha, and that you can sell. And that's what he sold. He sold that to the guy. So that means we have here a shavius which belongs to the soicha, and that you can't sell. That it's the soicha's lodavoy. But then in the house there's a yisrain shavius. The yisrain shavius you can sell. Fine. The ma'ashe yesar alachoyv yochel lahagdish v'limka. Fine. That what's more, there's a value in the house that the loiva possesses, and that he can sell. If he wants to kick him out, he has to pay him up the chayv, or else he has a right to live there. Now, we have to understand this, and I don't understand it, but al-kaponim, we have to understand that this is very much unclear. If we assume that the longness of Schiris is, it's Basi Loderboy, that means it's based, and that's why Kineged the Chayv, you can't sell and you can't be Magdish. So there's Hegdish in the house. That's true. There's a Chaylik in the house, which is not Sochel to the Soicha. Fine. But L'Chayre, whatever the Soicha is using, that whatever the soicha is using is, it's mine lodo boy. So, l'chayre, he's living in shaloi. Afilu is a chaylik of the house which belongs to Hegdish, but l'chayre, he's not living in that chaylik. That means if you learn schiris is pshat, I'm living by yene, it's not mine at all. So then there's no problem. So everything is socha to you, but I can be magnishit. You only have schus eidire by me. So if I was magnishit, you're living by hegdish. So then there's a problem. So you can't live by hegdish because you're being then, I mean, a hegdish. But if we assume that schiris in mashkin is considered that it's shaloi loderboy, So I'm living in my house. You, the house, there's a chalik that doesn't belong to me, but the chalik shali is, I mean, what I'm living in my house, it's shali lada boy. Whatever benefit I'm deriving from the house, l'chayre, it's shali lada boy. So it's very unclear to understand this hegdish also ma'urim, but I'm not living by hegdish. There's hegdish in the house also, that's true. That means in the shavis of the house, there's a chalik that's not shali, but whatever, I'm living l'chayim, I'm living in shali. So this, that hegdish ma'urim boy is a little difficult to understand. By the shaila of merzik ribis, by that is very understandable. That means Taisva said the reason Rav Mori wanted to pay Rove, because it looked like that he's living there, that means Rove owed him money, and it looked like he's living in his house for free. So in merzik ribis, I can understand this very well, because Vinish vi a chalik of the house belongs to Rove. A chalik of the house belongs to Rove, and he's living rent free. So Mamele, so good. If you're a lamb, then you can understand that it's not called he's living rent free, he's living in what rightfully belongs to him. Okay. What's up? Good. Of Al Kaponim and Merzi Keribis, which is, could be a Marasai in the Kedin. This looks like Merzik Ribis. Like Taisus, we had a Taisus previously, let's deduct from the Chayv. So Taisus, people won't know that. So Al Kaponim and Merzik Ribis, we can understand a little better. But Al Kaponim, Taisus said, in Hegdish, it's also Osa, there's a Din Meile. This we have to understand. Umash and Yeh. V'yimke Rabbi, so Taisus says, when you Magdish, what do you do? So you sell the house. The Yikar says, Charshenos, and then you pay him up all the Schiris that he had given for the Schusei Schiris. Okay. That's the end of this Sugya, and now we're starting a new Sugya. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amale Rav Mibarnish L'Ravashi. Rav Merni said to Rabashi, Chazi ma rabbonin the ka'ochli revisa. You know the rabbonon eat ribis. The yovi zuzi achamre betishrei. They give money, they purchase wine betishrei. Umitchola lo betavis, lo betavis. And they pick out the wine in Tavis. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mivchalei betavis, Neutlin Yayin Toit. Now they bought wine in Nissen, and they pick it out in Tavis. They bought wine in Tishrei, so they pick it out in Tavis. Zogt Rashi Azoi, Vihavi Shokli Lei Mitishrei. Vilma havi machmitz. Maybe the wine that they took would become chaymitz. That means like this. If this would be a poshita case, let's say they bought wine in Tishrei, and they would take the wine. They bought wine, they would take it. So then, whatever happened to the wine is, this is, you bought it, this is your wine. Whatever happens, within happens, it became nischametz. Nischametz is made then. But what did they do? They said like this, we're not going to take the wine yet. We're going to take the wine in Tavis. We're going to take the wine in Tavis. So the vial, so let's look at it bluntly. So we're giving you the money now. You don't have to give us the wine now. You'll give us the wine in Tavis. So when it comes to Tavis, they went and they looked at the wine and they picked out the wine, which was not this chametz. That's the wine that they took. V'yave shokla leimi tishrei, dulma hava machmetz, v'ishtakach. So what is pshat in this? What is pshat that they're ending up with good wine? the Mishum Dakdimu Mois Betishrei. They paid him in Tishrei, Vadayin Loyotza Hashar. Kibol Olav Amoicha Achayus. So the Moicha was Mekabal Achayus. Now what is Pshat Vadayin Loyotza Hashar? So there's a Maram Shif over here. So Maram Shif explains like this. If there would be a shah in Tishrei, that means if there would be, people would be buying wine in Tishrei. Yeah. So Mamela, so every person who was selling wine, there would be 20 customers by the door. I mean, there's a shah. People sell wine in Tishrei. So when I give him money, I'm not doing him a favor. I mean, there's 20 other people that want to buy the wine. Now's the Yotza Hashar, and people are buying wine. Then there wouldn't be a concept of Agel Noter, because you're not doing him any favor. I mean, people want to buy the wine now. Now's the time to buy wine. Now, speaking about Lo Yotza Hashar, that means no one buys wine now. Who buys wine in Tishrei? The first time you buy wine is in Kislev, let's say. In Tishrei, no one buys wine. I come over to him and I say, no, I want to buy the wine now. Fine, Gavol. So fine, Gavol. So now, so he's indebted to me. No one will buy the wine now. So Pshat is, I'm giving him the money in advance, but no one buys wine. And he says, no. For that, I'll give you the choice that when you pick out the wine in Davis, you take the good wine. So he's mekabel achayis on all the wine. Leidomi lahu de la'el de yesh leichitim, that if a person is chitim, he can sell it. Lefi sheyayin rogel lahachmetz b'shemesh aloyechmetz. So lechere, pshat is like this. Yayin, let us say, a normal, if a person has 100 gallons of wine, so normally 25% of the wine is nischam. That's normal. Yain rogel lachmetz. 25% of the wine. So a quarter of the wine becomes nischam. That's a normal hefsid that everyone who has wine suffers. Now, so shemo sheloy hechmetz. So that means like this. If let's say they bought 10% of his wine, so they should get 10%, and their whole 10% should be good wine. Normally the cheshbon is a quarter of the wine usually becomes chaymetz. So memela, you bought 10%, so you should accept a quarter of your 10%. You should accept chaymetz also. That's, if it's bought then, I mean, that's, if it was Takeh bought then, so Memele, the Shemesh Shalai Hechmet, so we should work with the Cheshbon. How much of the wine was Nischamet? A quarter of the wine was Nischamet. You bought 10% of the wine, so you should accept a quarter of the Hefzit. Because that's a Dovah Shchiyah. And the Moicha was Mekabel the Achayis and all the wine. He's giving you good wine. So al kochach the cheshbon is al tzagenata, because you gave him money when no one was buying wine. So he's able to get money then. There was no market. You gave him money then. So because of that, so he's giving you good wine. So that's an omele rov banish lavashi chosi magaboni de ka ochli rebusi. The Yavi Zuzi Acham Rebetishrei. They're giving money. And they give, so they're buying, let's say, a tenth of the stock. And they're not, and let's say a quarter of the stock became the Schametz, and they're not, and they're not taking any of the Chametz stick of wine. Amivcha Lobetavis. Amalei. Inu nami achamri kayovi, achala loy kayovi. No. They're not getting any benefits. When they gave money, they bought wine. They're not interested in buying chaymits, they bought wine. Now, achala loy kayovi, Mikore de chamro chamro de chalo chala. Aishato de kamifri. So he told them, that means if now it's chaymetz, if you have 25% of the stock is chaymetz, that 25%, then in Tishrei was also chaymetz, but then was mikore de chala chala. That means if it's chaymetz now, it was chaymetz then, but then you couldn't tell. But that means the factors that brought about that we see now that it's chaymetz, these factors were in existence then in Tishrei. But then you couldn't tell. So to give them chaymetz, that's a mekach tois. I'm sorry, we're giving money for wine. We'll find out which is, now we can't see which is the wine or which is, so we'll find that in Tavis. But not that you're doing me a favor. To give me chaymetz is a mekach tois. I don't want to buy chaymetz. And the wine which is now chaymetz was chaymetz then also, but we couldn't tell. So memele, therefore I'm taking the wine, so fakir, it's not ribbis. It's not that I should suffer the hefsid. If it was a hefsid that was nischadish later, so then you're right. So pshat is, I bought it now, so I should suffer the hefsid together with you. But pshat is, it's not a hefsid that was nischadish later. The hefsid was here from the beginning. Because the chalacha, it's now chaymetz, was then also chaymetz. So then we couldn't chap. So kaponim, so it's pshat is, so I didn't give money on that. So mail not mechuyev to take any of the chaymetz. Ravina Havayovi Zuzi Akare Deshandase. Ravina gave money to the shtot. It was on the river of Shandase. Vishovchile Tvei Kofise. And later, when he took the wine, he used to add an extra midah. That means he bought 20 barrels of wine, so they gave him 20 and a half gallons of barrels of wine. They used to give him by the... Also, lekame de Ravashi, omalei mishori. Am I allowed to do this? They're giving me extra wine. Now let's see what the story is. Shanvese is the name of the river. Akre kuntria belaz. That's the country. It's a country that was on this Nov. Yoishvim alsfas oisei Nov. V'yoyivlu ravine zuzi lifnei habotza. He gave them money before they harvested the grapes yet. Losis loy hayayim be'eis habotza kishar hayotza. That means he gave them money that he gave them before they harvested the grapes, and you should give me wine how much the price of wine will be after it's harvested, that rate, you should give me wine. So he bought X amount that he paid for what the price will be of wine when the wine will be made, and that's what he's paying for. Vishavchi leitvei kufise midaitom shaloi betnai. He didn't make up on this, but they, on their own accord, when he got his 20 barrels, they added another half barrel. So he asked Ashayla, Rabin asked Ashayla to Rabashi, is a mutter. Omalei in ye chuliya de kamoch li gaboch. Zogt Rashi, nahed is a yesoidis de kerashi in Tosfos, a chuli kamoch li gaboch. Hoyil v'loi posakte im mohen. You didn't make up that they should pay you 20 and a half barrels. Umidaitam naistim loch. They're giving on their own accord. Number one. So there was no ktsitze that you should give me this extra half a barrel. Ve'ein maskirim loima bischar moi oisecha Shahayu Betelis Etzlein. They all, even though you weren't kaitzes, but when they give you the extra half barrel, they don't say, you know, this is a token of our appreciation. You gave us money then, and we're giving you the wine now. We had the money for 3 months. We're not kfuye taif. This is a payment for schameyes. They didn't say this. Matona ba'almei. Some amelitza matona. Now we'll see Taisus a little clearer. Vishavchi leitvei. Zog Taisus. So now, Taisvis already is analyzing what's really happening over here. There was no ktsitsa, number one. But after the payment, that means they're paying up to 20 barrels. They gave the money for 20 barrels. They're paying up to 20 barrels. After they pay up to 20 barrels, he's giving another half a barrel. So, l'chayre, this should be called ribis mocheres. So Taisvis says, Ein ze ribes mocheres shloi hoyu maskirim shenoisnim bishvil ma'oisam shoye betayla metza ke de perish bekontes. So now Taisvis says ayesot in ribes mocheres. Ribes mocheres is only also if there's a banner on it. That means if when the ribes is given, it's mentioned, Bisham Secha Shoy Betailis Etzli, you gave me money and I'm first paying you back now. I want to show you my cars. That's Ribis Mucheres. But if he doesn't say anything, he just gives you an extra half a barrel, it's mutter. Fine. Zuktaisvis Vidor Bechatzeiroi Shetzoich Lahalois Leischa. We had before the din. But if Reuven lent Shimon money, and Reuven lives in Shimon's chotza for free, mezakonish, I'm not saying anything. Well, bechatzayre bechinam, not saying it for the halva. There it's also for without a banner. V'do bechatzayre shetzoich lahalis leischa, af api sheni oimish yedo b'shvil bitl moisim. They're also not saying anything. If the chayv wasn't paid up yet, he owes you the money, and I'm living in this house for free, and that's ribis. But good, it's not ribis tzutzu, no one spoke out. But al koponim, he owes you the money, and I'm living in this house for free, that chazal asot, even though there was no tzitzit. Because this is a ribis that is being taken, bishasi owes you the money. But over here, the money was paid up. That means I'm giving you 20 barrels, and then I give you an extra half. The minute I give you 20 barrels, the chayv is paid up already. The chayv is paid up. Now I'm giving you an extra half a barrel. So the chayv is paid up already. I'm not saying one word that why I'm giving you the extra barrel, half barrel. So since it is a payment after the chayv was paid up, even though it was b'shas pilo in the chayv, but it's called after the chayv was paid up. So, and nothing was mentioned, that's mutter. A meridiki yisod of Taisus. The Shardaya asks a Muradika Kash on this Taisvis. We hear a Gemara and that Ayin Gimel Amadala. The Gemara and that Ayin Gimel Amadala, which we learned Monday, Amalu Rave Lahani Demantari Bagi. There were people that were Shomrim and Tvue. And their job in reality was Kozman, the Tvur was Bekaimosa, was growing. They had to watch the Tvur. Now, so that means like the Satsvi Megashim, the Indian, theoretically, let's say the job was from Chveis, from Nissan till Tammuz, that's the Zman when the Tvur was growing, let's say. From Nissan to Tammuz, they had to watch the Tvur. Tammuz, they finished with the job. Tammuz, they started harvesting the Tvur. Shalom Yisrael. Their job is finished. Lemaise, they used to pay them. Now, the people who owned the fields didn't have any money to pay them. They used to pay them Tishrei after they harvested the fields. So they used to pay them then, the money they owed them. But they gave them a good deal. They were moisel gabaya. That means if they owed them $100 and the rate of tefuah was 5 pounds were worth $100, they gave them 5.5 pounds. They gave them 5.5 pounds. If I didn't give them 5.5 pounds, because you're very nice shamrim, you mean, I owed you money already, Thomas, and you waited till Tishrei, I give you 5.5 pounds. So Memele, so this is a problem. So Omelo, Love, Lahani, Dimintari, Bagi, those who were shamrim, Puku, Afuchi, Bibay, Bori. No, I want to tell you something. Don't leave work. Don't give up your job yet. I want to tell you something. In the middle, when the doshta tefuah, the zayra tefuah, come in for 5 minutes, lend a hand. You're here to help in the miruach and the disha and the dosh. 5 minutes, just come in. So that means your job didn't finish. You just work till the tefuah is ready. No, till the tefuah is ready. So he first owes you money when you finish your job. That means if he owed you money, if you finished your job by Tammuz, so he owes you money for Tammuz. And he's paying you Tishrei, he's Meisel Gaboch. So that smells like ribbis, because he didn't pay you on time, he's paying you late. That's called Aganot. But if you're gonna come in, you're not finished with your job, you don't want any money yet. You're offering your job. Not only includes watching the tefuah b'kai myself, you also can help a little bit, hand a little bit. So memela, so your job first ends Tishrei. I finish my job Tishrei, and as soon as I finish my job, he gives me. So that's not called agil nota. He's paying me mamish the day I finished. So it's not, even though he's giving me a little more, that's not called agil nota. Just do a little more work in the garden. So Rashi said, let us just see Rashi 1 minute over here. Mantari bagi, shemre yakomis adakotze, hafuche bebeidor, sayu espnei abike, Bedisha satwa, begoyren, beiloche, bavo, siyu apruto, just do a little bit. Lefisha bishvil sha'atem, mabtinim, schalchem adgmar miruach agoyren, hem noisnim, lochem atone yoyser al schalchem. They're like this, they're giving you more because they owed you money from before, and you're not money from them, so they're giving you more. Vikach sayu oisam, help them, kadei she tipulasem moishechas ad kalois agoyim. Your pula would be moish ad kalois agoyim. Ustchiris enim vishalemis elu lebsoi. Beinkanem tone. So there's no agar not. He's paying you mamish as soon as you finish working. You see for lechem, ain't the schaham tone, schachem, alazoi lu moizel gabaychu. Frek the shardeye, he says he doesn't understand. This is ribis mucheres, which you don't say a word. We just learned the Gemara. If you don't say anything, the chayv is paid up, and he's giving a little more, and you don't say anything, so by our Gemara it says, no problem. There's no issa of ribis mucheres if you don't say a word. Now, this is on Ein Gimel Amad Beis, and Ein Gimel Amad Aleph. There was a whole problem of ribis mucheres, and then told him an eitzah. This the Shardaya lives by Akasha. This is Kuf Samach Vov Beis Aleph. The Shardaya asks this Kasha. But we're not finished with this mice. Yeah. Omalei, but this was a Ravina had another problem. Ha'aro Lav Nituhu. I have another problem over here. Listen, these people I'm buying the wine from, the krumim don't belong to them. They're strange people. Now let's see what happened over here. For are lavditu, elo shahoyu ashirim. Hear the story again, Samais. These people were rich people. V'royim b'nei Adam she'inichu sodei sein u'bochum. They were the owners of these vineyards. Went away a month before tax collecting time. They didn't have money to pay the taxes, so they ran away. They didn't want to be around when the tax collector comes, so they ran away. These people didn't have what to pay. They didn't pay the mas lemelech. Now, so these rich people come in. You have a vineyard over here. V'heim noitle masodis v'akramim v'peirim mas lemelech. And they come in and they pay the tax collector comes, they pay the taxes, they have a whole vineyard in front of them, they harvest the vineyard, they sell the wine, and shalom al Yisrael. So Ravina said, I have a shtickle problem. L'chayrim, v'shema hayayin shani lekeich mehem genzelu v'yodi. I'm giving them money, the vineyard doesn't belong to them, they're sitting in the field now because they paid the taxes. The karka ain't an exelis, varishel bailim, or peiris gesel. The karka doesn't belong to them. The karka belongs to the bailim of Rishain. Karka ain't an exelis, and or peiris gesel. We'll come a minute back to this Rashi, but let's just finish. So Saravina was very worried about this wine. Omar, Lei ara le taske mishabde o malka oma mandi yoif taske leichel ara. So Rashi says, taske mashal karke. There is a shibud on all the karkois, you have to pay property tax. So memele, and the melech said, whoever pays the taxes, that's who the field belongs to. We'll see later, this is dine de malchus adine. This is Dine Malchus Adine. So Mamela is so fakert. That's the law. The law is whoever pays the taxes has the right to the payers belong to him. That's the law. And Dine the Malchus Adine is, it's not Gezel. There's a big problem. Rashi before said, Karka ain't an exelis, which is true. Karka ain't an exelis. Rayu shall buy them. Before we knew the din of dina machus adina, upeiris gezel, and the peiris are gezel. So, Rabbi Kebek etzechen tzua rivosh, someone asked rivosh, shem shemayim. The wine that he gets is a shine, filled by emes a gezel, that's a whole sugi in the beginning of Lulabagozel, that even a goy stole a karke, but there was a shine maise, so the gazlan is kaine bishinoi. So, it's his now, not Taka karka ain't an exelis, but he's trying to be shinui. So memela, so what shall a peiris gezel? It's, but now the yain is a shinui, so what's the problem? This someone asked the rivosh. So the rivosh said as follows. That's 100% true. The wine that they're taking is 100% kosher because it's zicha, afilu it's gezel, but you're kind of be shinui, but that's no problem. Problem was, he gave the money before the vice place, I feel before the botzer. That's what Rashi says. V'yov lehu ravine zuzi lifne habotzer, losis loy hayayin beis habotzer kishar hayayitzer. So he gave them money before anything. While the grapes were growing in the vine, he gave them money. So the Rebbe says, even shameka choyo nigma koydim shenasa hayai vulai gam koydim shenipzeru anovim vadayin hoyo peiris pishus habaylam orishayin. So that means the peiris belong to the baylam orishayin. Ze bevadai oyo oso shrei marzik hu yedeyem bigzeile. That means you're giving gazlonim money. That means I'm buying now these grapes, which don't belong to you. I'm giving you money, and good, he's going to cut them and make wine out of it. So he says, so even though the wine that you'll get will be 100% kosher, because it's, Shemachzik Yedei HaGazlonim. But to give them money before, so that's called a Machzik Yedei HaGazlonim. That's the problem. The Mordecai Maise from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, so Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once gave someone food. He said, for me, I don't know if it's kosher, but for you it's Icha kosher. So Yenna looked at him, said, for me it's Icha kosher. So Pshat the Maise was as follows. People used to give money to food, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was always choshev. They're giving him food because they think he's from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. If they would know who he really is, they wouldn't give him the money. So by him, it's gezel. It's gezel. No, like that. But by him, it's shini reshus. So Memela, so he said, for you, it's icha kosher. It's yishu shini reshus. By you, abal kaponim. By me, I don't know if it's kosher. That's Baal Kaponim, so here, that was the Shaila, but he told them, Al Taloch of Dine, the Malchus, Dine, that is the Din of the Malchus, that the Kerem belongs to the person who pays the taxes on the Kerem.